Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 174, recorded on March 15th, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Afro Monkey.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I'm Maz.
And we've got a great guest today from the Oxcast Network. We got Xylus. How's it going today?
Hello, I'm all right. How are you guys?
Hey, pretty good.
Wonderful.
We're doing wonderful.
That's good. Got
all the time stuff worked out. We're all across the globe once again for this month. And if you don't know, we're doing the Oxcast month. So,
live from all around the planet, it's the Shaft.
And we're trying to accommodate times for to make it as late as possible for Maz.
Yeah.
And so we're working on it.
You know what? This week, like the last couple of weeks, I've been getting up early. This week, I just stayed
awake. You just stayed awake this week.
I've been a bit.
Australia for the win.
Yeah.
So everybody's internets are diving right now. So let's move on. And if you haven't subscribed to Xylus's channel yet on YouTube, it's youtube.com/MrXylus. That's Z-Y-L-U-S. You can also subscribe to him on Twitter, and that's I am Xylus, Z-Y-L-U-S.
Yes,
which is awesome. And we've got some sponsors for the show this week. You can always sponsor at deadworkers.com/sponsor. The first one is from Nonum, who says,
"Party in the chat room. Woohoo! Deep manly voice.
Oh yeah. Thank you, everyone."
I don't think you're supposed to read the deep manly voice.
I was letting you know what it is, or else you might be confused.
Oh yeah.
Is that manly? I don't know. Whatever.
Manly. Stanley.
And another one here.
I've seen some pretty handsome women who have a voice like that.
Yeah? With turtlenecks? Yeah.
They might actually be men. I don't know.
You never know. We've got another sponsor here from Father Tony. And what does he say, Paul?
Cube Champion, the world's first Minecraft esports. Check it out at cubechampion.com.
.com.
Cube Champion.
So awesome. Thank you all for subscribing or sponsoring. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now, as part of us becoming part of the Oxcast and doing the Oxcast month, we have some guests on the show that aren't always Minecraft related. And I think Xylus is one of those. And that leads us to our first question. I'm going to skip ahead to this from Shin, actually, is do you like Minecraft?
I've definitely had a period in which I really enjoyed playing Minecraft. It's when it first came out and like when I first really started hanging out with the Oxcast peeps. And I played a little Minecraft then, but over time there have just been other games that have taken my interest more. It's a good game, but I just don't really play it for myself anymore, and that's basically my stance on it.
Mm-hmm. And so what types of videos can people expect on your channel currently?
It's basically playthroughs of just random video games. Like at the moment, I'm doing Elder Scrolls Online quite a bit. I am sometimes putting out Dota 2 videos, which is probably the game I'm best at.
Have you tried Smite yet?
Yes, I have played Smite. It's completely different, but it's a lot more relaxing than Dota. Dota is quite a stressful game.
That's what we've heard, and that's why we don't play it.
Yeah, we love Smite. Yeah. We actually do another podcast on Smite. That's how much we love it. So yeah. We'll have to get you in game and play some with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And speaking of Tessa, the Elder Scrolls Online, Xylus has been kind enough to offer us 10 keys. So we're going to give those out, and the way you can win them is go to YouTube when this video is released. And if you're watching on YouTube, well, you can just scroll down to the messages and leave a message under this video on what's your favorite Xylus video. So go to Zionist's channel, and if you already have a favorite, just post it. If not, and you can't do a link, just give the description.
Yeah, and maybe why you like it.
Yeah, well, why you like it? What do you like?
We'll, that's optional. We'll watch the video just to make sure that it is good.
give a critique ourselves on
and,
it.
And you got to give a little brief description of the video because we will check to make sure that you actually watched it.
Yeah, try to describe the video as if you're describing it to a blind person.
But only use three words.
Yes, only three. It's getting complicated.
Oh, wow. Wow. While you're standing on your hands. We will check. So we want video of you standing on your hands while you're writing your three words description of this.
That's right.
Not really.
Did we make that too complicated?
Yeah.
Just do what you want to do.
We'll find out.
You may or may not win. There you go. So now that we've completely invalidated that contest, one of you guys want to ask another question?
Yeah, if you could live the life of any antagonist from any video game, which one would you pick? Asks Octuplex.
That's a good one.
Any antagonist in a video game? That's a tough one. I actually don't know at the top of my head. Can I get some time to think about this one and just do a different question for now? And
yes.
I'll consider that.
I got an easy one for you.
All right.
What have you got in your pockets? And that's from...
Eric Fullerton?
You'd think so.
I have...
Gary Bond?
Yeah.
I have a lighter in my pocket. That's it. That's all I've got in my pockets right now. Sorry.
Fire starter.
don't make him mad. He's going to burn down some houses after this show.
You know where to look.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And to make this somewhat about Minecraft, what is your first memories of Minecraft from Pepsi Pasta?
First memories of Minecraft. A few years ago, when Minecraft first came out, Nalzi from the Yogscast, who I knew before I even really hung out with the rest of the Yogscast guys, we planned to do a video on his channel that was basically a build-off, who could build a nicer house within like 15 minutes. And we both did so horrible, because we were so new to the game, that we decided not to put that video out because people would have just laughed at us. And that's basically my first real memory of Minecraft.
That's nice. Eric and I had one of those when we did Skyblock for the first time.
Oh yeah,
but we didn't care.
We put it out anyway. Yeah, and it got tore apart. Yeah,
it was worse. Like, I don't think anyone has ever done Skyblock and gone straight down. Like,
we broke the
trailblazers.
But it's Skyblock. Why would you?
Well, you go watch the video.
Just don't ask questions. Don't ask us.
It's a gem. It's a real gem. Speaking of a gem, we'll come back to some questions. Or did you think of your antagonist? We can give you a little more time if you want.
Just a little more time. Okay. A little more time, yeah.
Well, while we let Xylus
continued.
Think about that. We're going to talk about 57 Digital's Minecraft Paper Studio. These guys actually contacted us, and we didn't even know at the time that they do the official mod or apps for Minecraft.
Yeah.
And so they told us about all these apps, and they gave us some free codes to try out. And so we wanted to tell you about them. And the one we want to talk about today is the Minecraft Paper Craft Studio. And this thing's pretty cool. Have you been looking at it, Eric, at all?
Yeah. I haven't actually printed anything out and made anything, but you can basically print out models and put them together, papercraft style. You can choose different sizes for different skins. You can import skins. There's all this stuff. You can add capes or not. Everything you basically want to make, an entire set. Like, say you want to do some stop frame animation kind of stuff. There's like chickens and cows and blocks, everything you'd ever want. So it's basically an app that will print these schematics out and let you make them yourselves. And it's pretty awesome. And of course, like we said, these are officially endorsed by Mojang.
Yeah, so, and it's kind of cool. They already have like a collection of 600,000 skins in there. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to go through and you want a bunch of, you know, different figures, you don't have to like keep entering in different names. You can just search for ones and find ones you like and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this looks really cool. It actually works with AirPrint, so you can do the wireless printing, but that's not required. So do it on a PC or a Mac, and there's a trailer on their page. You can go to 57digital.co.uk and see more about it and all their other apps. Next week we'll talk about another app, and then at the end of the month we'll have a giveaway for something that we'll come up with, maybe some books and music.
Yeah, and we printed out Notch, and he lives under the table. Isn't that right, Notch?
Absolutely.
That's right.
So awesome.
Papercraft is too tricksy and fiddly for me to get into.
Oh.
And I guess I could have tried.
It's really a me problem, but yeah,
the PC version, but they don't have an Android version of that one.
You gotta be good at with scissors and stuff, and tape or glue.
Need a high natural dexterity. That's what you need.
Do they not have an Android? Because they say universal app. I would think that maybe they have it for all the other ones. But they, yeah,
okay. Yeah, I couldn't find it in the Android store.
Yeah, so. I just see it on iOS.
Well, iOS. Get it on iOS. Get an iPhone.
What are you doing? An iPhone.
And then get the app. See? Right. See how that works? So, now I think we've given enough time to delve into the sinister...
And minister. And this one.
Okay. Oh.
Or maybe not.
Our journeys.
You totally skipped in line, dude.
I did?
No, yeah. We were going to let him answer the question.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can still answer it.
Antagonist.
I actually really like, although it is a robot, I like Wheatley from Portal 2. I think that is a very cool character to be. He was just absolutely hilarious in that entire game, and I think his position would have been quite cool to just take over GLaDOS in being the master of entire aperture science. I think that would have been a cool one to be.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Good answer.
That's a good one.
Good answer. No whammies and stop. Our journeys.
Our journeys.
Yeah. So,
no, just kidding. Oh God!
Don't do it again. So we had a contest last week for our journeys for the Minecraft book, which is too far for me to reach and show you.
Yeah.
But look on last week's. We'll give another one away next week, so come back and stay tuned. The book winner was Lolly Lover, who said my Minecraft book would be a horror story where Steve is trapped in an abandoned mine shaft and all the mobs are searching for him, and at the end of the book Steve would wake up in his bed screaming, thinking it was all a dream. Then all the mods are there, so then he is killed.
Spoilers.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
So
I totally would have read that book, but now I know the ending.
Yeah. It's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a horror story.
Yeah.
So.
Not Notch killed Snape.
We'll send you that book if Eric Fullerton can say Lolly Lover 5 times fast.
Go.
Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover, Lover, Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover, Lolly Lover.
That is good enough for me. I like it.
Sweet.
Wow, you're
pretty good.
Congratulations, Lolly Lover.
You're easy to please.
So you get the book. Yeah. All right, then. Excellent.
So, okay, I guess we'll actually get into our journeys now.
Oh, yeah.
So, what you been up to, Afro?
I've been beautifying my plot on the Shaftlands. My neighbors might not agree. I put some roses up. They look nice. And I've been working downstairs mostly, putting some more chests in, put some glowstone in for lighting. Other than that, not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot?
I mean, I went to the Nether to get more glowstone.
Yeah.
And stop mocking me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm looking longingly into your eyes.
Well, stop doing that.
What about you, Eric? What have you been up to?
So I've been modding my client.
Modder.
For a long time. Things always break every time I try to install shaders along with Minima and the Camp Studio. Mod, I talk about this all the time, but I finally got it to work this week.
Oh, sweet.
And so I just spent another day on it. I'm like, I'm just wasting my time. At the end of the day, I'm going to be angry and I'm going to break things. Well, I don't go that far.
Except for you broke your video card.
Yes, yeah. Actually, that's true. Yeah. I overheated my video card this week. Anyway, so I installed a shader system that allows you to import all these shader packs. And so now I have like 15 shaders, and they're all really awesome. And I'm planning to do some cool stuff with Minima and Camp Studio and stuff like that. So now I'm all ready and set to go, and they look great. And also, I edited lots of Deadly Orbit, and that's coming out later today, which if you're watching this on YouTube, it's already out. And this is our this is our space survival series, and it's awesome.
It's awesomely funny us trying to play it.
Yeah.
And should we allude to the feature film that's coming out next week?
Sure.
Okay, so that you may have seen our series Desperado, which was a Western adventure, Minecraft adventure series. It was
amazing.
Like 4 or 5 episodes. Well, I decided to edit the whole thing into one feature. And we've done this before with Father. Father ended up being like a 2.5-hour feature long thing.
Wow.
So it's basically all
Who
of
are
the,
you, Jackson?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's,
some stuff needs to get on the floor. You're too attached to the material, I think.
Yeah, right? So like, so all of the outros and intros are blended together in such a way that it's like a feature film. So it's not just, you know, episodes butted together. It's actually kind of a new form of editing. Anyway, so it's going to come out next week. And it's kind of, the timing is interesting because right now Simon and Lewis are playing Desperado for the first time. And that's on their channel. So anyway, so we'll put that out there, and I think it might be a thing. It's kind of cool. If you want to see the feature, if you've never seen it, you could just sit there and watch it. I don't know, just get some popcorn out.
We could do
a
Mystery Science Theater thing to it.
Yeah.
And play it.
Make fun of ourselves.
Watch the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun making fun of Afro.
It is fun.
I wasn't even
fun.
In that.
Oh, yeah.
No, we can still make fun of him.
See how I did that? I made fun of you already. And speaking of videos that Afro is in, but Maz is in too, is the Apparent Copeland series. We did an episode that went out this week with all of us, all four of us in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
that was great.
We're actually talking about, because I think people don't get that Apparent Copeland isn't just me. And we're going to change the name of it to the Ender Files, because the goal is to kill the Ender Dragon, and that's going to be when Atbert Copeland is all four of us. Yeah. There may be still times where I go off digging or something by myself, and then that'll just continue as the Atbert Copeland kind of a side plot.
The rest of us will log in. It's like, I don't remember that castle being there, Brent.
Yeah, I don't remember that cobblestone penis over the villager's hut. It's not cool.
Absolutely.
So expect more of that next week as well.
I really enjoyed that. I was using the sound pack that comes with the texture pack that you guys were using as well. And through most of that first episode, I'm just cacking myself at the sound of the villagers have all been changed to Jawas or no, what are they called?
Jawas.
Jawas.
They're all like, it was so funny.
Weird.
And on my home computer, I've downloaded that sound pack and I'm.
That's
things are weird using it.
It's great. It's so peculiar.
BD craft.
BD craft.
Really, really scary zombie sounds. Mm-hmm. Like terrifying when they come at you.
Like meow.
It's pretty scary. I know. Give me flashbacks. Give me flashbacks.
So what you been up to this week, Xylus?
This week, I've been promoting the Elder Scrolls Online beta weekend much, like quite a bit this week. I've been playing a lot of Thief because I've been wanting to do my playthrough on that, but there's so many people in the Yogscast that do that, so I might have to stop that at some point. other than that, nah, not really. I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3, actually, just like anyone else in the Yogscast. We've really gotten the bug back, you know, to play that again.
Oh, wow.
Diablo 3, yeah. They've patched it lately.
How is it now with the new patch? Because once they removed the auction house, it was kind of fell on its ass a little bit. Is it back up to scratch now?
It's pretty good. Like, the looting is a lot smarter now. So, like, 80% of the items you loot, you can actually use, and you have good stats for yourself. Legendaries drop far more frequently, so it is easier to kill stuff. And you don't have to do the entire story in different difficulties every time. You can just choose what difficulty you want to play from the start, which is good because it makes you level up faster. And also, I just hate Act 2. The desert act is just it's horrible. So, yeah. No, that's basically what I've been up to this week. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the first time I played it is, like, I got through, you know, Guild Diablo, and it was like, I'm only halfway to, like, max level, and I'm going to do this all again, and that's kind of when I was done with it.
Yeah.
You have to do it four times more if you wanted to do it in all difficulties. So, yeah. It's,
yeah. That hurts me. Hurts me. On to I'll go play Heroes of the Storm instead now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so looking forward to that. That's going to be great. Hopefully we'll get alpha access to it, which I think we might. So that's going to be it's going to be fun.
Yeah. If you do, and me, we all got to play, like, have a nice big Yogscast off.
And
are
we to call it Heroes or Hots?
Hots, Heroes. I don't know, because don't they have another thing that's Hots?
Oh,
like an expansion.
Oh, yeah, Heart of the Swarm. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That was kind of that's weird to me. Like, did they not think that through? Or
Yeah, it is a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, every other MOBA so far in, like, Dota 2, Heroes of New Earth, and League of Legends, you can all just abbreviate it, but it's going to be a bit difficult with this one.
Yeah, going to get the Hots on. So, and we actually put out two videos yesterday, one of just a playthrough of a bot stop, really, is what it was, and then our five favorite skins.
The skins are pretty awesome.
The skins that they're going to have out there. There's one we missed, actually, that's not in the package now, but you can actually see it on heroesnexus.com. Chip was telling about, and it's kind of like Poseidon from Smite, but it's stitches and, like, pull stuff.
Another one? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Stitch,
but it's hidden.
Yeah,
it's going to be for spring break or something.
Oh, okay.
So,
because that would have been my number one if I had seen it.
Right, right. Speaking of number one, what you been up to, Maz?
I've been doing nothing. Sorry, I just realized I went a bit computer robot there. I'll start again.
You were good.
Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Sweet. I have been doing nothing. Here, the Adelaide Fringe is on its last week, so I'm going and seeing, international comedians and shows every night, and drinking way too much every night. So that's what I've been doing.
Is that like the South by Southwest kind of, but for Australia?
I don't know. So it's like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So it's heaps of comedians from all over the world, and then there's, like, cabaret acts and theater and musicians and hipsters and clowns and circus stuff, and it's
y'all just kind of made up a festival for that. Hey, let's put this and this together.
And basically said, hey, do you do stuff? Well, come on down.
Fire?
It's amazing.
Spoons?
March in Adler. Yep. March in Adelaide is just crazy. We have like 20 festivals on. It's not even funny. And then after that, the rest of the year, we do nothing. So just go out and spend all of your money in March.
So they have to get all the acts in that 1 month, because the rest of the year is just
just dodging snakes and spiders.
Yeah.
That's pretty right. The snakes and spiders all come back. For some reason, they go away during March. We're like, quick, let's party while they're out. and then towards the end of the festival, we have a big closing ceremony where we welcome all the snakes and spiders back and run into our homes and surface spray all of the cracks in our doors and windows so they can't get in.
Really cool. Really,
yeah.
Really weird. Odd. And time for some news, I think.
Yeah. All right.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news this week.
So the news today is sponsored by Audible, which is a service where you can get a free book read to you every month.
Yeah.
You can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and actually get a free month to try out the services. You get a free book with that. And it helps us out as well. They give us a little kickback and don't beat my kids. So any month that one actually gets the trial, they come to my house and beat my kids. So, so you're helping my son out. Go to I hope they're not listening to this episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it got a little weird.
It's too much coffee. Too much coffee. Anyway,
okay,
audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty.
And I've been getting a lot of use out of my Audible account. I got the entire Lord of the Rings series and listened to all of it. All, like,
wow.
60 hours
of yeah.
There were parts where I'm like, I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore.
Yeah. I've tried to listen to the audiobook of Game of Thrones, and when I realized it was like 12 hours long, I just quit and I started reading it myself.
like each book is like 20 hours long.
You know? Yeah.
And here's a trick. You can get the Audible app, and they actually have a speed up function on there. So you can go like 0.1, 0.2. And so you can basically, and it's, you can get it to a point where it doesn't sound odd.
Yeah.
It still sounds natural, but you're reading, you know, it's like twice as fast.
Or yeah. And yeah. And I did some of that, but it's still, even yeah. with that, it's
well, try long. Try the Robert Jordan's A Wheel of Time series. Mm-hmm. We're talking 60 hours a Wheel book, and there's like time. 14 books. So that's a lifetime of listening right there.
How slowly are these people reading these books?
Well, and Lord of the Rings has a lot of parts where they're like singing songs at a really weird slow cadence, so it's like
pass the spoons, break the plates.
Yes,
that's what Bilbo Baggins hates. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
And the entire time, absolutely. You're like, could you speed this up a little bit? Because I still have like 17 hours worth of book to listen to.
Like, snap to it. Come on.
But yeah, I mean, it's almost like listening to a movie. Like, they do yeah. a really good job now. Like, the earlier ones, it was just kind of like someone reading it. But now it's like they have multiple actors and doing different voices on some of the books. And
or really if it's like a series, they have the same guy narrating each book.
Yeah.
So it feels like he's a friend by the end.
And he'll do voices, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
are you all tucked in, Afro? I'll begin chapter 7. Make sure you've got 15 hours of undisturbed time. Let's begin now.
Pastor. Okay, so let's get to the news.
Yes.
So this week,
this week in the news.
Snapshot 14W11B. They changed the minecart physics. They made furnace Minecraft actually useful. Improve the general mob AI and some surprises that we can find. Now, that's just kind of the basics. Did y'all read into further what it actually did?
Oh.
So, minecarts.
Well, someone has told me what it does.
Oh, well, tell me, because I'm looking it up, because I read about it, but I don't want to get it wrong.
So. Well, from what I understand, the minecarts now, if you go too fast, there's a possibility, like, you can go faster now.
Yeah.
But if you go too fast, there's a possibility of derailing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Now, what do y'all think about that?
Well,
that's stupid. I hate it.
Well,
there's a way to stop it from, prevent it from derailing. But the fact that you can derail, I don't know. I don't
well,
like that.
Well, like if you can build a rail system that has like stuff to tell the cart to or stuff that slows the cart down but doesn't bring it to a complete stop,
right?
Then I could understand it, because you can build into your rail system the components not to derail.
But can you just put like a fence next to where it would derail to keep you on the track?
I'm assuming it would still derail you. The cart would just.
Okay. Drop you on the cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess, I don't know.
Like, I have a hard enough problem with getting into a boat and traveling anywhere and running into things.
I know, right? I think everybody in the chat room should tweet whoever is in charge of this stuff these days and say, no, put it back.
Yeah.
No.
And they
hashtag
will.
Hashtag no derails.
Yeah, no derails.
So, and how fast are we talking? Faster than horses? Really, 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 really fast.
Well, and someone in the chat room did say that you only derail on corners if you're going too fast.
Right, right, right. Which makes sense, but it's still annoying.
But yeah, and I'm not sure how much faster it goes. I haven't played with it.
Yeah.
We have a rail system on the Shaftlands, but I use portals.
You know what I want to see? It's kind of like down in the abandoned mine shafts. I would love to see basically not abandoned, but railways that are already in the world.
Yeah.
Because like to me, I feel like half the time I don't build a railway because where am I building it to? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And I'm just building tracks out of my city to go somewhere. I mean, I guess, you know, once I find something else, then maybe.
On a multiplayer server where they're connecting different settlements and stuff, it makes sense. But,
yeah.
If you're just playing single player or with a select group of people, like, one, it takes a lot of resources to do it legit.
Yeah.
And two, I mean, if you're all just playing together, unless all of you are living on the opposite ends of the map, there's not really a reason to.
What if they changed it to where, like, either the tracks, if you made, like, you could almost make cobblestone tracks instead of using iron.
Yeah.
But then you could use gold, iron, diamond, obsidian, like, make obsidian tracks. And the more you use, the less likely you would derail. Or the faster it went if it was powered.
So if you had a corner where you knew the cart's going to be going really fast and you want to prevent people from derailing, you might use a diamond track as opposed to an iron track.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right. And, you know, like the cobblestone track, maybe it breaks.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to repair it.
Maybe there's a chance of cobblestone track derailing if...
But it would be a really cheap way. Worse. Like, you wouldn't have to use the iron. That's why I would say make it... But, like, once you get to iron, which is now, it wouldn't break.
Yeah.
So, I mean, possibly.
No derailing. I have a track in my world that takes 4.5 minutes to get from one end to the other. And I get in it, and I push the button, and then I go and get a drink. And if I come back and I'm off the damn rails, I'm going to lose my shit. So...
I think we all...
Do you know how long that...
Loser shit.
Take to walk if my cart flies off down the line without me. Oh my god.
So mine carts, we've talked about that. They also, the mine cart with a furnace, they now give much greater boost to other mine carts.
Okay.
And when powered, they can move on non-powered rails without decelerating. So it's a change they made there. The mine carts with TNT explosions no longer stack. So that's good. The mob AI changes. The silverfish will stop occasionally before moving again, similar to most mobs. The slimes seem to jump a bit more randomly. Creepers, zombies, and skeletons now run away from creepers that are about to explode.
Oh, that's nice.
And Endermen walk slightly faster. Now, I don't see this in here, and maybe it was in a different one, but I thought also they added Endermites... Which were basically they can spawn off of Endermen. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, so they're similar to silverfish appearance, except for they're purple and emit Ender particles. Endermen are actually hostile towards them, and they'll sometimes spawn in place of an Enderman teleporting away, and they'll despawn after 2 minutes and will spawn randomly when an Ender Pearl lands. They may have something to do with... dragon eggs is what it says here.
Ooh, that's cool. I'm excited. Because I hate little silverfish, and I hate them, but I enjoy dealing with them because it adds fun to videos and stuff. And I love trying to take down Endermen, and if they were harder or had more surprises, that's cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
That's right. You'll be able to see all this in the Ender files when we see some Endermen, because we always stay on the latest snapshot.
Someone
in the chat room, Amira Turtle, was like, it's almost like Ender lice.
Ender lice, yeah.
Don't get that on you. They'll keep you out of school.
Yeah.
Okay, so other news, Minecraft Pocket Edition is the number one paid app. On the iTunes store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, specifically for the iPad, I believe.
Okay, you want to tell us more about this, Mr. Fro?
It actually, the way I found this was kind of funny, because the Surgeon Simulator designer, Luke Williams, tweeted out, had a nice little surprise to wake up to, curse you, Notch, and it had a picture of the iTunes store with the Pocket Edition of Minecraft right in front of the Surgeon Simulator. Mm-hmm. So it basically that's, Minecraft just, Pocket Edition just bumped him.
Yeah. Surgeon Simulator.
Sorry about that. Game.
I mean, you know,
Calling All Mixels is right behind them, coming up fast. So, you know, and what's weird, it's the pricing. You know, Minecraft is $6.99, Surgeon Simulator is $5.99. So if he bumped it up a buck, maybe he could beat.
Yeah.
Maybe just $7.99. Screw it, $150. And Surgeon Simulator.
Then we have a bidding war of iPad apps.
Mm-hmm. Buy my app and get an iPad free. That's probably going too far.
Yeah.
Don't take pricing advice for me, obviously.
Mm-hmm. For many of us, really.
So, and not really much else happened in the news. Is that true?
That is true. A little bit of a slow news week.
I heard that the Minecraft movie is going to be live action.
Oh, yeah. Did we not say that last week? Yeah,
maybe
you're right,
we
did. Maybe we did.
I said it was maybe going to be live action. So it is now confirmed live action?
Mm-hmm. It's the Minecraft movie made by the same guy who did the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to produce it, I think. One of the producers.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So I've heard good stuff about it. I still need to watch it, actually. That's going to be on my bucket list to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. In your deathbed at 98 years old on life support. Give me that Lego movie! I don't have much more time!
But I don't know, like, what do you think about live action versus animated Minecraft movie?
I was hoping for live action because I feel like it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But it might end up like the D&D movie or Mortal Kombat and just be the worst thing you've ever seen.
Hey, Mortal Kombat was good. It was Street Fighter that was lame.
Mortal Kombat 2 is what I'm actually getting.
So who do you think should play Steve?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel
L. Jackson is the voice of the Ender Dragon. That's been confirmed. We know that.
Really?
Maybe Bruce Campbell? He's got a nice square jaw, right?
Bruce Campbell would be hilarious as Steve, I think. But like, I think it's like somebody who's like lesser, like a little scrawnier and a little like Edward Norton would be a great Steve, I think. Like, you know, he's a little guy, but he could be powerful at times, but he's not that overwhelming hero type.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
You know?
Okay.
That's my choice.
Do you think Herobrine will make a appearance in it?
Now, Bruce Campbell will play Herobrine.
Do you think Herobrine will be the like ultimate enemy in the world? Or?
I don't know. Or is it the dragon? Or is it just like maybe a certain sect of zombies or something? You know? I don't know. Like a zombie king or...
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know. That's hard.
I don't know. It's like... It seems like you would have to do something with like villagers. Like it's going to be Steve maybe saving a village from the Ender Dragon. Like, but not going to the...
Cooper in the chat room just said that Christopher Walken should be Steve, but I disagree. I think Christopher Walken should play every single villager. That would be great.
And what would that
Benedict wow, hey.
That's all he needs to say.
That's all he says.
Yeah.
Buy my things, come on. It's a bargain. Right here.
How about Leonardo DiCaprio as Steve, so he can finally win his first Oscar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right? That's pretty good.
He'll be mute through the entire film.
Nice. I like that. Benedict Cumberbatch. Another good one. Lots of good ones. All right. So, in all, I don't know. I guess it's going to be a big surprise. I guess that's cool that it's not an animated thing. I expect it to be an animated thing. But honestly, there's enough like awesome Minecraft animators on YouTube doing shorts and music videos and stuff like that. So, I kind of do want something fresh and new.
Well, and wouldn't it suck that you get this officially licensed movie made by a huge studio, and it doesn't look as good as some stuff that people are putting out on YouTube?
I know, right? That'd be like, wah, wah.
Yeah. And that's all I'm worried about is they're going to do like one of these things where it is like, you know, Bruce Campbell in like the turquoise shirt and like, come on, baby, you know, and just like completely like nothing to do really with Minecraft at all. It's just
it's like these writers,
Minecraft,
these writers have never even played the game.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting.
Yeah. This is what?
Oh.
Wow, that was interesting.
That was a listener contribution bumper sent in by JBJ Blaze.
Wow, thanks, JB. It gets weirder every week.
Each week he tries to terrify us more and more.
Well, that one was just for Xylus too, so it was made just
for me,
just for Xylus,
just for you.
So
wow,
I'm not sure what's going on there. But,
it might have been confused just for him, but we're all going to have the nightmares.
Well, yeah.
And yeah, that was kind of loud. Yeah. Sorry about your ears, everyone.
Yeah, sorry about all the heart attacks.
All the bleeds. All the bleeds. So let's see. We've got another deal from you at drivepop.com/deadworkers. I'm going to let you go look and see what it is, but it's a great deal. that's good, right?
A little mystery.
It's an awesome deal. Check it out. Anyway, we got a listener contribution from Giraton, who says,
I think you covered all the bases.
Well, just wait. Hey, guys, it's Giraton, the guy who sent you the Minecraft trading card game a few weeks ago. Thanks to you guys, I've been working hard on the project and not only made a small team with a few friends and have a project plan, but I also have plans to go to an Australian convention, not PAX, but I could try and go there too, to reveal the test product before going all out and asking Mojang themselves to see if this could be made into a real thing. Currently, the game is going so well, I feel like it's crafting itself. Not only that... Not only that, but we were thinking of giving you guys your own personalized cars. So what do you think? Is this a song?
What do you think
that this could work out? Yeah, definitely. Our own cards would be great.
Yeah.
That's probably not what he's talking about. I think the card game would be awesome.
Yeah.
Exciting. Which Australian convention are they going to come to? I guess we'll never know.
Email us. Let us know. Is it going to be the Mina Man and blah blah?
The Mina Man. What have we got here in Adelaide? We've got Oz Comic Con coming up. We've got...
there's a Minecraft one that...
is there?
Seth Bling was talking about going to it. Mm-hmm. In his latest blog here that I'm trying to talk slowly and bring up and tell you
Are you
about.
Trying to buy time
Minapalooza right now? In Sydney, Australia.
Nice. Underneath the Opera House, right between the two dingoes.
That's June 20th through the 22nd. Are you going to that one, Maz?
I am not.
Okay.
I could, though. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Well, you should go.
I'll go. Just pimp myself and be all like, oh, check me out, bro. I want some subscribers, please. Let's do this.
Send you some books to give away or something.
Speaking of conventions, by the way, I don't know if you guys probably have heard, but Yorkshire's going to be at RestCon in Birmingham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
When do you know when that is? I think that's the last weekend of this month.
28th to the 30th of March, and I'll be there on the Friday, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, very cool. Get to meet a lot of people and get your Sharpie ready.
400 tickets or something.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Sweet. We were already going to another convention, and we don't have passports.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Which we need to get, because we want to get over to the towers and meet everyone in person. And
yeah, one of these days soon. Right.
How soon?
Yeah.
Like a couple hours after lunch.
Good answer.
I guess.
And the only thing I say about Galvatron's or Ton's thing.
You can't do it either. So yeah.
It's hard. It's
Galvatron.
Galvatron.
You just gave him a glowy frisbee somehow. Well,
yeah. But
Tron reference.
I would definitely contact Mojang before you start presenting it to make sure. Because, I mean, like the previous Minecraft movie that someone was kickstarting and it disappeared because they were officially doing something. Make sure they don't have any deals already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a roundabout way that you could actually maybe get this done without having to go through Mojang.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jazzwares. They basically have a license to do the toys.
Okay.
So if a card game could fall under toys, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
You might be able to talk to them. Or if not, then yeah, I think Lydia and Vu are in charge of the licensing now, I think, or something like that, right? So those are
or you can talk straight to Carl Monet.
Monet.
The boss
Carl
man.
Monet.
This is Carl Monet, and you've been listening to The Shaft.
That guy.
The boss.
The boss man.
Is the show over? Is that?
No. You wish.
Carl's under the table.
Let's talk about pickles.
Pickles.
Take this next one.
Pickles from Klassen 10. Klassen. You know, he shows up all the time. I see him in the chat room. Yeah. I don't know how you say his name. Clayson. I'm going to say Clayson. Hey, hey, hey. I've been trying to set up a season of UHC for the Shaft. Many people seem to be interested to join in, and it would also be great if you guys would like to join in. This is not just for the hosts. It's also for everyone listening. For more information about UHC, go to the forums under general discussion and look for the Shaft UHC. There is also a survey out for what date the UHC is kept, and that is also under general discussion as the Shaft UHC-date. The more people we get in, the more fun it will be.
And actually, I talked to Clayson yesterday on Shaftland, and the date that they have picked is April 12th.
April 12th, okay. Ooh.
Which I will be at work.
Ooh.
Yeah. What does UHC mean?
Ultra hardcore.
Okay, thanks.
So no regeneration. No regeneration. Yeah. You got to use potions.
I hate playing that. It's awful.
Sorry.
It's got a lot of horses. Sorry, you hate that. You love horses and, and silverfish.
It's nothing but horses. You have to eat the horses.
It's got silverfish riding horses. Or is it the other way around?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Silverfish eating horses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Horses riding silverfish.
That's the stuff that nightmares are made out
horse
of.
Horse fajitas.
I hope the ender lice, like, eat your livestock. That would be cool. just leaves a skeleton of cows and pigs and horses all over the place.
They continue walking around and eating your grass. That'd be awesome.
That's some nightmares right there. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what this show is all about.
Yeah. Nightmares. We're going to give them to you. And speaking of giving you stuff,
we'll give you this.
Excavation Station.
All right, Excavation Station, everybody. Send in what you would like to add to the game, and we will personally hand it to Dinnerbone. On a pillow,
in an MP3,
and he will say, "Wow, that idea sucks," or he'll be all jumping for joy,
yeah,
and dancing around,
yeah.
And Xylus will be coming to you at the end of the segment, asking what you would like added to Minecraft.
Sure. Okay.
So be prepared.
I'll be prepared.
Ham sandwiches. Fire Lion 4 wants more musical features. I think that Minecraft should include more music features. Working with note blocks is very annoying. There should be a feature where you can write music notes, put it in a jukebox, and then it would play your song.
So a sequencer, essentially.
Like Mario Paint.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted a sequencer. Yes. I say yes, yes.
Definitely. Be able to make like blank discs out of like obsidian or something, and then, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it could be like a book, right? I mean, you write your song, and then you can store it places or give it to people or whatever and say, hey, I have a new song. Here, check this out. And then you hand it to them. Kind of like a record, but a book, too. Yeah. You know, something you can write. You put it in, hit play, does its thing.
Or maybe in crafting the record, either a book or a piece of paper that you've written the song on goes into the recipe.
Yeah.
And once it's crafted, that song is encoded on that disc.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like a piece of paper with holes punched in it. You know, the old timey kind you put in.
You want a trapper keeper in
trapper
Minecraft? Where'd all my papers go?
Yeah.
Where's my cool little pin trapper keeper thing?
That's right. With the
got a unicorn on the front of mine.
It's like made out of denim or something.
Yeah.
So do you like this idea, Notch?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
See, I thought he'd like it.
Nice.
That's a good one. All right, I guess a ding. Good. Does everybody like this idea? What do you think, Xylus?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I think it's good.
Yeah, good all around. Okay,
Xylus is indifferent.
I'm very indifferent there.
Just too busy thinking of his own thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a difficult.
The pressure is on.
Yeah.
Just two more questions before we come to you.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be good, really. You know,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
None of mine have ever.
But
been
it does,
good.
Though. Really.
Shit.
Mass.
People will judge you for years and years by your answer.
Your career depends on this question.
Oh, all right, Kevin Emmy. Am I?
Ernie?
That's not an R.
I think so.
That's an R. Ernie.
As long as you say it with conviction, no one's going to care.
Anyway, Ernie. He wants a sanity bar.
Sanity bar.
It rises during the day and near light sources and falls during the night if you're outside and near bedrock layer. If it's low, it could make you start seeing strange things in the dark, scarier nights, but not really more dangerous.
Now, first off, I'm not judging this idea off of how you read it, so I don't want anybody to get that idea.
I started reading ahead, and then I forgot to read the parts that...
but I'm really confused, so I'm going to go ahead and just say no.
Well, what he's saying is he wants...
No, I don't need more explanation.
Let me explain.
I'm done with the idea already.
Well, the thing is that I don't like the idea either.
Well, that's harsh. I just said I don't get it.
But it's one of those. He wants another basically bar like hunger, and
oh, health. I see. I thought this would like rises out of the sand.
No,
bar you come up to and
no. Basically,
see, I was really confused.
That's really weird. Okay,
sanity bar. Would you like a drink?
But he wants
sanity.
He basically during the day or during the night when it's dark, he wants you to slowly go insane.
Yeah, true, like
and start seeing stuff.
Like Don't Starve. Have you played Don't Starve? Because that's I think what they're kind of getting at.
Well, and it's sure one of those things that I'm like, I already see stuff when I'm normally playing the game. Like I'll see something.
You need to quit the shrooms.
Well, yeah. But you know, I'll think I've seen something walking over there, and I'm like, no, there's nothing over there. Yeah. And then the creeper blows up behind me. But I don't need more stuff to see randomly.
Is your skin itchy, Afro? Ever?
Yeah, no, not.
You ever have itchy skin? there's bugs under your skin.
Now he does.
This is like the
spiders
creepy
in your hair. Anyway,
so yeah, I kind of like the bar coming out of the sand better than this one.
Yeah,
I do.
Like, if anything,
Sun Lady,
I would say in like the Nether, you can have something
maybe
like
in certain regions, in certain
the Nether, maybe, yeah.
But just all the time, like I'm just walking through a forest at night, and I see randomly hallucinate. That doesn't make any sense.
Or the End. The End would be a good place for something like that. So it adds a little more difficulty to killing the Ender Dragon because you have a kind of time limit, or you have to step out and.
Oh, okay.
Eat something to get uninsane.
Yeah, I could see that as another mechanic. Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. I think Notch might like this too. Do you like this idea, Notch?
Worst idea ever.
Whoa. He's angry. He's harsh. Angry at it. That sorry. Hey, we can't control what he says. What he thinks about this, you know, so.
Well, let's hear what Quad 9363 wants. On the mobile version of Minecraft, possibly the console version too, I don't know. When you move up to a block, you automatically jump onto it. Simply put, I believe there should be an option to turn that on in the PC version. Simply toggleable. It would make exploring much faster and easier.
I say no.
Toggleable.
I say yes.
Jumping is half of the fun.
Point, counterpoint. I think it should be that way because of blah.
I think it shouldn't be that way because of blah.
Okay, there we go. Go on, Maz. What do you think about it?
I think it would be good because, I mean, one... Oh, no, actually, I've changed my mind. We have half blocks.
Okay.
We have half blocks. And then if we had automatically jumping over stuff, then we don't need half blocks anymore.
And
so.
Notch would love that. Why don't we remove half blocks and have you auto-jump?
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I'd like half
remove
blocks.
Half blocks.
But then our buildings won't look good anymore.
Yeah, I like half blocks. And the, you know, stairs would be like kind of useless.
Yeah, see, that's what stairs are. Yeah. So, no, sorry. Good in theory, but.
So,
in practice,
just carry stairs with you everywhere you, like, go across the world.
Just
so,
put
them, instead
put
of jumping.
Front of you.
And you put them down. Bring them down, like, in Wallace and Gromit when he's building the train tracks, getting away from the penguin. Anyone? Anyone? No?
No.
Yeah.
That's, no
that's
one.
That's the English stuff.
Yeah. Australian.
Silas, come on now.
For weird.
Oh, God. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
He's even thought that he...
welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think this should be added to Minecraft. I remember one of the things that I was a bit annoyed at when I played with the guys in Yorkshire on their ticket server. And whenever I played a part in the Shadow of Israel, is that I couldn't really find my way on the map. So is there, have they implemented a mini map or anything like that yet?
No, not an official one.
You can get mods.
I mean, a map you can walk around with, right?
Yeah.
You can hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like a mini map you can just like watch whilst walking in.
No.
Okay.
No,
don't have I say that. I say that. Mini-map.
An official mini map in there.
Mini map.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, why not? A toggleable.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
I think if you could turn it off, turn it on,
yeah,
be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not bad. You like this notch?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Oh, finally.
Oh, goods. Goods.
Good. Okay, so, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper.
His career is not ruined. Well, I mean, he was on the show, so it may be. But speaking of ruining your career, we got some more questions from
good segue.
Your listeners here. First from right. Binman19 asks, can you speak any languages other than English and Dutch?
I can manage myself when I'm in Germany, so I can speak a bit of German. And I can read Latin and Greek, but I can't speak it.
Huh.
So yeah, that's it.
Latin and Greek. Do you speak gibberish?
No.
Oh,
because we speak that fluently.
Apparently.
Okay. Good.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. No. I grew up with a lot of languages. In Holland, you just get that thrown at you. Plus, both my parents teach Latin and Greek, so that was kind of forced onto me. But you know, it's not a bad skill to have. So yeah,
that's cool. Do we speak anything other than English? Anybody here other than Xylus?
I took a little bit of Spanish.
Yeah, me too. A little Spanish.
I can say a sentence in Russian.
And a little Latin, too.
That shows you how horrible Americans are. Like everybody else in the world knows like five different languages, and we're like, that seems hard.
I know.
But the thing is, you guys don't really need to, because English is like a world language, whereas there's only like five countries in the world where I would be able to speak with people in Dutch. So I kind of have to.
Basically, we're lazy holdouts. Like, yeah, no, if you want to talk to us, you've got to learn our language.
Learn our language, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
So you're welcome.
And everything's in Fahrenheit, man. Yeah. So, but Maz over there, he speaks English and Australian, right?
Yeah.
I do, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty
fluently.
Good.
Hello, governor. How about a cup of tea? Reach your kids, bloke. I bloody love one.
Don't make me shiv you.
Nice. Okay. Nice work.
Speaking of nice work, let's move on to the questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put some names here, aren't I?
Next. Erasmus has asked, any opinions on Dark Souls? And try not to use Dark the word Souls. Rage.
Mm. Rage. I've not actually really played it myself, but I watched a few of the guys in Yolks play, and it seems like a very good game if you're into, if you're willing to put a lot of hours into it, and if you can handle dying to the same mob for 40 times, which I can't. I will just go insane. So if you've got patience, I think it is a very good game. And I think, you need to have the patience. That's
yeah, that's what I've always.
I would just go nuts. I think if I played that game, like my monitor would be outside within 10 minutes. I reckon.
Hey, that's pretty good. Came close to rage, but didn't say it. So yeah,
no, exactly.
Our next question is from Solar Eclipsed. Who is your favorite YouTuber outside of the Yogg's cast members?
Right, yeah, I've seen.
It's me. What?
Oh, I've seen the question before. I actually had to think about it. Yeah, sure, you. Nah, I really like for Dota. Like, I've got two. For Dota, you've got Dota Cinema, which is very high quality Dota videos that are just put like ridiculous amounts of effort into editing that, and they've got like really good editors working on those things. But there was another one. Let me just quickly look what it was again. Omi. Don't know if you guys have heard of that before. It's like a channel where there's a blacksmith literally forging game weapons. So they've done
Yeah,
that channel. I watched all his all the things he forged. And I think those are my two favorite channels outside the Yogscast.
And he's done a Minecraft sword in that show as well.
Yeah, the diamond one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, those are my two favorite ones, I'd say.
Sweet.
Excellent. So we have a question from Sips, Yogscast Sips. He says, yeah. When can we expect some more vlog time with Xylus? Oh, yeah. I threw that oh, yeah on.
In a deep, manly voice.
That's become kind of a running...
Sexy vlog time.
It's become kind of a running joke. Like a lot of the members in Yogscast do vlog times every once in a while, and we just laugh at each other for doing it because it is such easy content. That's probably sometime next week when I'm going to be talking about ResCon. It's probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good time for vlog time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It needs a song, I think. Maybe we may write an intro jingle. It's a good time for vlog time. Bling!
Bling!
See? There you go.
Done.
Everybody can use it.
Done.
So, Superman. Or Supermen, it's a few of them, 92 of them apparently. Wow. 92 Superman agree. Do you have plans to make more Dota videos with the other Yogscast members?
Yes, basically that's all I can say. I'm just not sure when. It's when the other people have time, because you got to imagine 5 people who all run their own YouTube channels. To get them on at the same time to record a game for one channel, it takes a bit of effort. So
yeah.
True. So, yeah, they are definitely coming, but I can't guarantee when.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And final question.
Worst question.
Laws 3 asks, who is your least favorite Yogscast member?
Say us.
Oh, God. My least favorite. My own.
There you go.
You're just terrible.
Who likes this guy?
Awesome. Well, I hope people learn something about Xylus today and Yogscast in general.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing another episode next week with another Yogscaster. Who's that? I guess it's a couple of people. Fire UK.
Yes, that's Fire UK.
Yeah. And then Bebop Vox the week after that. And then Pyrion Flax will close it out unless we get some other members before then. So definitely come back each week and see more. We will be doing it on Thursday the week after next, because we'll be going to the Smite convention and the Game Vid Expo convention all in the same weekend. So if you're in Atlanta, come see us. If you want to be in Atlanta, get an airplane ticket or car drive thing and tickets and come see us.
That's right. We get to finally leave the house, get some sun on our skin.
I don't like the Daystar.
It's going to be awesome.
Daystar.
See some people.
Bunch of contests going on, like we said. Go leave a message under this video. What's your favorite Xylus video? And you could win a Tesso code. We're going to give 10 of those out. Thank you for that, Xylus.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yep. Appreciate that.
It's for the beta this week, though. So this weekend. I'm not sure if they're going to do another one, so it might be better to give them out right now if there is a way to do that.
Oh,
yeah.
We can do
we'll
it right
roll
after
in the
show.
Channel right after the
yeah, right after
show.
The show.
Yeah, so
sure.
If you're listening to this show
and you heard all those complicated instructions, do it anyway.
Do it anyway, and that'll be for a
Minecraft book.
A Minecraft book. So we're
there. You go.
Yeah,
you
for the Minecraft
that?
Book.
It's
yeah.
autographed by the authors. Everything is cool. So
yeah,
there you go.
Gave out one of those. Also, submit any ideas to submit.deadworkers.com. There's a form there, easy to fill out. Questions for the next guest. Art contest as usual. You can go to shark.deadworkers.com to find out more info, and you could win some other prize yet declared.
Yeah, I don't think we ever figured
out. We've got some Jazzware stuff in. We'll probably give those out.
Give us a call at 256-812-1010 or email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com.
And Xylus, thank you so much for spending an hour or more of your Saturday with us. We had a great time.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
And we'll have to get some, I don't know what we call it, across the pond Smite action going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely get up there going at some point. We'll definitely do that.
Sweet.
You're Smite now.
And okay. What else? Are we missing anything?
It feels like it, but I don't think we are.
No?
Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Xylus. Give me three words. Any three words.
Three words. You guys rule.
Hey. You've never heard of those.
Didn't quite sound convinced by that, but that's fine.
Okay. That's very unique. So I guess that's about it. It's been an hour, and we'll see everybody next week for the Shaft 175.
Woo!
There's been 175 of these things. We're just crazy. Never going to stop. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
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 Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. You've got questions. We've got The Shaft.